thought it advisable that he should visit New York. He did so, and shortly after employed himself in writing a history of the Mormon Church, which has since been published. In the course of time, the burden of providing for a large family and the anxiety and care of conducting successfully a business among a people who make it a religious duty to sternly set their faces against those who dissent from their faith exhausted my physical and mental strength. Considering, therefore, that change might be beneficial to me, and my own personal affairs urgently calling me to New York City, I followed my husband thither. On my way east, I met a highly valued friend of my family, who in the course of our journey together over the Pacific Railroad enthusiastically urged me to tell the story of my life and to give to the world what I knew about polygamy. I had been repeatedly advised to do so by friends at home, but up to that time no plan had been arranged for me carrying out the suggestion. I had hardly arrived in New York before the electric messenger announced that a severe snowstorm was raging on the vast plains between the Rocky Mountains and the Missouri River, and for several weeks all traffic over the Union Pacific Railroad was interrupted, and I could not return to my home in the distant West. That unlooked-for snow blockade became seriously annoying, for not only was I most anxious to return to my children, but also, never having known an idle hour, I could not live without something to do. At that moment of unsettled feeling, a lady friend with whom I was visiting suggested again the book, and she would not permit me to leave her house until she had extracted from me a promise that it should be written. Next morning, I began my task in earnest. I faithfully kept my room and labored unremittingly, and in 3 weeks the manuscript of my little work on polygamy in Utah was completed. It was issued in pamphlet form and was very kindly welcomed by the press, both secular and religious, and for this I was sincerely grateful. I had not up to that time thought of much else than its effect upon the people of Utah. But the voluminous notices which that little book received showed the deep interest which the people of the United States had taken in the Mormon question, and how ardently they desired to see the extinction of the polygamic institution among the saints. In Salt Lake City, I was so situated that I was daily, I might almost say hourly, brought in contact with the visitors to the modern Zion, for during the summer thousands of travelers pass over the Pacific Railroad. Not a few of these called to see me.